Good Morning Friends, Volume 1, a collection of weekly radio messages by R.J. Rushdoony. Narrated by Jeremy Walker. Produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. Chapter 9, Emmanuel, Psalms 46, November 30th, 1954. Good morning, friends. Each year, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, the American Bible Society sponsors a daily Bible reading program, encouraging people to read the Scriptures daily. This is a most worthy program. Quote, a vague intention to read the Bible drifts into nothingness until you really make a day-by-day beginning, unquote. Our Bible reading for today is Psalms 46, the psalm which inspired Luther's great hymn, quote, a mighty fortress is our God, unquote. The psalm reads thus, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be removed. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Psalms 46, 1-11. The date and authorship of this psalm is unknown to us, but one thing stands out clearly. The psalm was written in a time of international crises, wars, and tremendous natural disasters. We are told that, quote, the heathen raged and the kingdoms were moved, unquote. Frightening earthquakes added to these political upheavals to give a total picture of a completely unstable world. The earthquakes were such that some mountains were carried into the midst of the sea, and the seas roared and pounded under the impetus of storms and quake. The other mountains seemed as though they would be carried away either by the floods or the continuing quakes. Not only the world of man and the nations, but the very ground beneath man's feet was unsteady. Men could well wonder if life would go on, or if there would be any surviving such a gigantic combination of disasters. Their mood was perhaps like that of many people today, who feel that each day seems only to move the world deeper into a gigantic horror and make the ground less steady beneath man's feet. But in the midst of all these horrors, we hear the voice of faith singing out of Psalms 46, quote, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, verse 1. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the seas, verse 2, unquote. The refrain of the psalm gives the reason for this confidence. The Lord of hosts is with us. God is with us, is their exultant cry. This refrain gives us in substance one of the names of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. This name is Emmanuel, which means, quote, God with us, unquote. To the prophet Isaiah, and a remnant deeply disturbed by the moral decline of the nation, nothing seemed more lonely than their lot. They were, they felt, alone in a sea of evil. To them, God gave not only his promise of the coming of his Son, but a name of that Son, which describes the triune God in his relations to his people, Emmanuel, God with us. It is this faith which Psalms 46 declares and celebrates. And the same faith is our strength and joy, for our God is not a God afar off, but closer to us than we are to ourselves. We feel alone in the privacy of our heart's ache, desire, and hope, but God sees more of us than we see of ourselves, and he loves us in spite of our sins and shortcomings. Thus, in the fullest sense of the word, He is indeed Emmanuel, God with us. In a contrast to the floods of the world, the raging, destroying torrents, the psalmist speaks of, quote, a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, unquote, verse 4. The city of God is his church, his people, and the silent river which feeds and sustains them is the presence of God among his people. This is the decisive fact, not the turmoil of the nations and of nature, but God Almighty governs and directs the course of history. God is not a God afar off, remote to the plight of his people, and alien to all human history. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and he summons us and commands that we cease troubling ourselves. He declares, quote, be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth, unquote, verse 10. The God who spoke these words had only a handful of Jewish believers in the entire world of that day, but he boldly declared the conversion of the heathen and his worldwide exaltation. These things are being realized now. His promise is that they will be fulfilled in his eternal kingdom. His assurance is that every step is under his providential government, and that all along the way, he is our Emmanuel, God with us. We can therefore joyfully sing with the psalmist, quote, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, unquote, verse 11.